has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Township Bulletin Board and filed with the Township Clerk on the same date.
Okay, thank you. Can you all join me now in a flag salute? Hopefully you have a flag to look at, after which we will stand for a moment of silence in respect for those who currently serve our country and for those who have in the past served our country. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thanks everyone. Pam, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, I see Mr. Morelli's waving his flag. Vice Chairman Barthelmess?
Here.
Mr. Conoscenti is absent.
I'll eat it later.
Okay. Mr. Frost?
Here.
Mr. Lambros?
Here.
Mr. Morelli?
Here.
Mr. Mostyn?
Here.
Chairman Novellino?
I'm here.
Mr. Ferrara?
Here.
And Mr. Mangano?
Here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Pam. So first up is approval of our minutes from September 23rd. Those did come out, I think, Monday, I believe. Monday or Tuesday via email. I made one comment just recently, Pam. I don't know if you saw it. Very minor. The only thing I asked.
I didn't incorporate that.
You did. Okay. Yeah, I just asked.
Okay. No, I didn't.
Oh, you did not. Okay. Yeah, all no. I asked was that we add a sentence saying that Mr. Higgins was sworn in before he testified. That's all.
Oh, very good. Okay.
But other than that, they look great. Does anyone need more time? Anyone need more time to review those minutes?
No.
All right. Anyone have any additional suggestions, issues? All right. Not hearing any, then I'd like to ask someone to make a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll make the motion, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Steve. And can we get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. And can we get a roll call, please?
Yes, Vice Chairman Barthelmess.
Here, yes.
Okay, Mr. Morelli?
Yes.
Mr. Frost?
Yes.
Mr. Mostyn?
Yes.
Chairman Novellino?
Yes.
Mr. Ferrara?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll say Mr. Mangano, he was there, that'll be over, but Mr. Mangano? Okay, yes. He's muted himself, so.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, so next up is resolutions from last meeting. First is for Lenzo Family LLC. This was to add a propane filling tank to the site, as well as to extend the size of the signs to accommodate a few extra letters. This came out via email, I think, earlier today or yesterday, I forget. But in any case, does anyone need more time to review this resolution?
No.
Nope.
No? Okay. Anyone have any additional changes, comments, issues with it?
No.
Not hearing any. Okay, great. Can we get someone to make a motion to approve this resolution then?
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right, thanks, Mr. Ferrara. Can we get a second?
I'll second it for us.
Thank you, Barry.
Okay.
Pam, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Ferrara?
Yes.
Mr. Frost?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Mr. Morelli?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Barthelmess?
Yes.
Mr. Mangano?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're going to ask me?
I'm sorry, Chairman Novellino.
Yes.
All right. Losing my edge, losing it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's late. Okay. Next up is another resolution for TLP Realty LLC. This one again came out earlier today or yesterday. I reviewed it. I had one or two minor things that I think were typos that Greg fixed.
Chairman Novellino, Mr. Conoscenti is here. He probably was there. I didn't see the waiting room. I don't have Mr. Morris with me tonight, so I'm sorry. Mr. Conoscenti is here.
Okay. Well, we'll give him credit for being on time and assume he was in the waiting room when we started.
There you go. I apologize. Sorry, Mr. Conoscenti. Wait, here he comes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know if he was eligible to vote on these resolutions anyway, but if he is.
No, not on the resolutions. He was not. So, yes.
Okay. So no harm done. You didn't miss anything, Tony. All right. So next up was a second resolution for TLP Realty LLC. And this was to have a garage added to an existing commercial building. This one, again, came out recently, yesterday or today. And I didn't have anything additional other than a few typos. Does anyone need more time to review this application or resolution rather?
No.
No.
Okay. Can we get anyone have any changes? No, I guess not. All right, can we get a motion to approve the resolution then?
I'll make it.
All right, thanks, Mr. Morelli. Can we get a second, please?
I'll second it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who was that? Andrew?
Mr. Ferrari, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It was tough.
I'm working off my son's computer, so bear with me.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. All right, Pam, can we get a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Morelli?
Yes.
Mr. Ferrara?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Barthelmess?
Yes.
Mr. Frost?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Mr. Mangano?
Yes.
Chairman Novellino?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So that brings us to our applications or lack thereof tonight. Greg, you want to explain what happened?
Yeah, we'll start with the first one on the agenda, which was New Singular Wireless AT&T. Within the last hour, we received a call from the applicant's attorney advising that they need to revise the plans to comply to the suggestions of our professionals. Those reports have been out for a while. Don't know why they didn't look at them. But I guess they wanted to change those plans to comply with the reports by our planner engineer. So they asked to be carried. They're going to be carried to January. They're going to have to re-notice. It's all their fault. There's nothing from the board's perspective. We're not accepting jurisdiction. They do have to re-notice. And they've, Pam, they've granted a time for decision, correct?
I asked them to grant a time extension to the end of February because I don't know what other applications I have on. So okay. I have an extension till the end of February of 2021.
Okay, so that's all that's going on with that one. The Reinhardt, which is the second application within the last 2 days. The subject property is roughly 2.25 acres. They're applying for certain variants. They're in an RUP zone, which is 10 acre zoning. Thus the lot's undersized, but they are in the border with the adjoining municipality. And they have to notice within 200 feet of that municipality. But when they did that, they told the other town, oh, we also own this other lot. Essentially, when they bought the property, they own a 2.28 lot and a 5 acre lot back to back. they really essentially are two lot numbers, but they're one lot. They're both undersized because they're a 10-acre zone. So what happened was when we found out, obviously they were asking for an undersized lot variance, one of the variances. Well, they need probably less of a variance now because the two lots are really one big lot. They're still under 10 acres, but their variance is diminished a little. But the real problem is, since it's one lot, you have to notice within 200 feet of all the property owners around your lot. They only did it for 2 acres of their property, not the other five.
Okay.
So, and they didn't even know that, they thought they're separate lots. They don't have an attorney. So we've told them to go get a lawyer because the lots really are going to be consolidated. The variances are still going to be the same, but going to be less impact. So hopefully they'll get a lawyer by January. If not, they've been advised they're going to get new notices for properties within 200 feet of both lots. They'll be able to come back to this board and we could resolve those issues back then in January.
Okay.
So that had to be carried because the applicant kind of forgot about 5 acres of their property, or really didn't think, thought it was a separate lot, which is really encumbered by wetlands. It's not much you could do on it, it's my understanding. But they still have to identify their whole lot when they do the notices. So,
okay.
So that's why nothing the board did wrong. Those why the two things got carried.
Okay. On the second one, so are those two lots going to be merged? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Well, the issue is, in my review of it, from what I have, they merged by operation of law. Okay. Meaning when someone owns adjoining lots that at least one is undersized in the zone, they merge automatically. Okay. While there may be different lot numbers, from a legal perspective, it's only one lot. You can't sell off one lot without doing a subdivision. So from my perspective, from a land use perspective, it's one lot. From a taxing authority, if the board deems the application favorable, it would be prudent to condition on them consolidating the lots by deed so that they only get one tax bill rather than two tax bills.
That's the doctrine of merger, right?
What's that? Yes.
That's the doctrine of merger.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So at the end of the day, the consolidating of the two lots is more efficient for the taxing authority as well as the applicant to some perspective. A lot of towns have tax assessors go through their tax maps and they say, okay, here's this zone. It's a 2-acre zone. Is there any lots under 2 acres? Yes. Here's one. Does that person own an adjoining lot? And they'll send a notice. Your lots have merged. You're now, instead of lot 1 and 2, you're now lots 1.01, and that's considered one lot. Some towns do that. Some towns don't. Some towns we just end up dealing with at the zoning board level.
Okay. And that's why they need a lawyer? Is that why we're recommending?
They don't need a lawyer. We suggested for them to get a lawyer because the doctrine of merger has different implications. We can only explain things so far to them without giving them legal advice.
Gotcha.
They really should go see a lawyer and say, what is going on? I don't know if they bought these two lots thinking I'm going to live at A, I'm going to sell B somewhere down the road to somebody else.
Right.
That's where they really needed to talk to an attorney.
Okay. All right. Sounds like good advice.
They do know that there's no frontage on the lot behind them, and it is all wet, and they know that it's all wet.
Yeah.
It just came with the lots came together.
Well, again, it's best for an attorney to explain this to them and not any of us.
Exactly.
That's good. All right. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. Nothing more. No new business, right, Pam?
There's no new business except that if you want to have any kind of a little gathering at Christmas, then that's the only, or before Christmas in December. That's the only little bit, but I'll send some information out to everyone.
Yeah, so what we had talked about earlier, for those who weren't on the call at that point, we talked about maybe having some type of virtual pizza or you know, pizza and beer or pizza and wine, whatever, via Zoom instead of trying to get together in person sometime in early December. So is everyone or anyone opposed to doing something like that?
Let's do it.
Nope.
Okay. So let's plan on, you know, sometime in December. I'll leave it to Pam to pick a convenient date for her when she can run the Zoom for us, because I don't think any of us can do it.
And I know I
can't.
Pam, when you have the time and date, instead of Millstone doing it, I have my own Zoom account that I pay for through the law office.
Okay, that sounds so great.
We could do it. You just tell me when. I'll do the invite through mine.
That sounds great. I would love that. Or I could have done it from my own personal one, but that sounds great. We'll let you do it. We'll do it through yours.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Okay, everybody's good? Everybody's going to have a good night now? You have a whole night off?
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay. Woo! All right, so all we need now is motion to adjourn. Someone want to make it?
Sure, I'll make it.
Well, then I'll second it.
Okay, Pat, thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good night, wonderful people.
Thanks for your help. You can
be adjourned.
Okay.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You too.
Thank you for your help.
Take care. Be safe.
Thank you.
Everyone be well.
Pam, thank you for everything, Pam.
You're welcome, sweetheart.